Kansas City Chiefs get a win on Saturday. They'll face the Buffalo Bills at 1 Sunday. Philadelphia and Washington also get wins in the NFC. We'll look at all the matchups. We've got a recap of college basketball from this weekend. High school basketball on the schedule today and lots of it. We've got high school state rankings in Arkansas to talk about. College football national championship game is tonight in Atlanta, and the St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight. That's all in our sports. I'm Mike Robertson. Patrick Mahomes threw for 177 yards and a touchdown, most of it to his buddy Travis Kelce, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans 23-14 Saturday to advance to the AFC Championship game for the seventh consecutive season. Kelce had seven catches for 117 yards and a score, helping the Chiefs keep alive their dream of winning an unprecedented third consecutive Super Bowl title. After the game, quarterback Patrick Mahomes talked about Kelce's big game.
It's simple. I mean, people say it's real. It's big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games, and that's just how simple it is. And he's one of those guys. He doesn't let the moment be bigger than what it is. He just goes out there and execute at a high level, just like he does in the regular season. He just does that a little bit higher intensity.
Travis Kelce talked about winning at home in the postseason.
Man, there's nothing better than playoff football, especially up here at Arrowhead. You know, the crowd is always electric, but the feeling that you get from playing in these games with the guys that you work all year with, it's the most gratifying feeling when you can come out on top, man. And I'm going to cherish every single one of these things.
The Chiefs host the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship this Sunday. The Bills beat Baltimore last night in a close one, 27-25. In the NFC on Saturday, Washington with a big win as they beat number one seed Detroit, 45-31. And then on Sunday, Philadelphia beat the Los Angeles Rams in a good one, 28-22. Eagles and the Commanders will play this Sunday in the NFL Championship. Mark Mitchell and Caleb Grill both had 17 points. Tamar Bates scored 15. And Missouri upped its win streak to 4 by handing Arkansas its fifth straight loss, 83-65 Saturday night. Arkansas sophomore reserve Big Z Visek led the Hogs with 14 points and 10 rebounds for his first career double-double as a Razorback. Aduthiro had 12 points. Joseph Pinion scored 14 as Arkansas State beat Georgia State 85-59 Saturday. Pinion shot 5 of 10, including 4 of 9 from beyond the arc, as the Red Wolves get their fifth conference win. They're 5-2 in the Sun Belt, 14-5 on the season. Terran Todd scored 12 points and added 6 rebounds and 5 assists. Isaiah Nelson had 8 points and finished 4 out of 8 from the floor. Johnny Kinzinger, 19, helped Illinois State defeat Missouri State 74-68 on Saturday. The Bears were led by Dez White, who finished with 24. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzly team lost to Moberly Area Community College Saturday 76-50. Grizzlies were led by Shandarius Glass with 14 points. The Grizzlies dropped to 9-10 on the season, 2-2 in conference play. Busy schedule of high school basketball today, including the opening day of the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic at Thayer High School. At 6 o'clock, Houston girls play Dora. At 7:30, Liberty girls will play Ava. West Plains ladies Zizzers in action tonight in the Bolivar Tournament. They'll play Zenith Smith Cotton. That game starts at 5:30, and you can hear it on the train 100.9 with Ramblin' Rick. In the Houston boys tournament today, Bakersfield will play Kabul, and Houston plays Fordland. In the Kabul girls tournament, Couch will play Plato, Koshkonong plays Hartville, and Kabul plays Mansfield. In the Black River League tournament at Lesterville, East Carter boys play Clearwater, Ellington boys play Lesterville, and the Ellington girls play South Iron. Other games today, Mammoth Spring boys and girls are at home with Marshall. That's a makeup game from earlier this month. Viola boys and girls play Calico Rock. Highland girls will host Westside Jonesboro. The Norfolk boys and girls go to Westside Greer's Ferry. Hoxie girls are at Walnut Ridge. Van Buren boys will host Winona. Willow Springs girls at home with Bakersfield, and the Mountain Grove girls are at Seymour. The Arkansas Sports Network has released their new high school basketball rankings. Several area teams make the top 10. In 5A girls, Mountain Home is number 2. 4A girls, Highland comes in at number 9. In 3A boys, Flippin's number 8, Melbourne number 9. 3A girls, Melbourne is number 5. In 2A boys, Izard County is number 4. Sloan Hendricks is number 5. And in 1A girls, Maynard is at number 10. The college football national championship game is tonight in Atlanta, Georgia. Number 8, Ohio State will play number 7, Notre Dame. Game kicks off at 6:30. That can be seen on ESPN. And the St. Louis Blues go to Las Vegas tonight to take on the Golden Knights. Puck there will drop at 5 o'clock. That's sports for the Ecom Sports Network. I'm Mike Robertson.